Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with author Kelly Sullivan. This is kind of how the show might go today. I'll tell you why in a minute.
I'm intuitive.
Okay, good. We all are. I know we all are intuitive. But what we're going to be talking to Kelly about today is her new book, It's All in Your Dreams, and How to Discover the Dream Code and Awaken to the Truth of Who You Are. But first, I want to start with our one-minute healing meditation. And this week, we're going to focus on sending love and healing energy to anyone who is displaced or homeless. And we're going to infuse them with love, help them feel calm and centered and grounded. So let's begin. Just take a deep breath in. Just take another deep breath in to finish that out. And thank you for participating in that. And the reason that I chose that as the topic for our meditation today is because with the putting my house on the market, I have been feeling displaced and homeless. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. And obviously, it's not anything like being a refugee or being permanently homeless. And it still gives me a sense for what those people go through. And the reason the show might be a little crazy today is because we put my house on the market on Friday. It's been absolutely wild in terms of the activity on it. And there's going to be an inspection going on in my home as I'm in my home office doing the show. So we will hope that it will all go smoothly. But if it doesn't, you'll know why and it'll all be just fine. And I wanted to speak a little bit, too, to this feeling that I have had of feeling homeless. And I know that part of it is my grief around giving up this home that has been my home for a long, long time. And I expected to feel grief and loss. I didn't expect to feel it so soon because I haven't sold it yet. I also didn't expect the way in which it showed up for me, which I will talk about a little bit more later in the show during the light bulb moment. And that's what our light bulb moment will be about, is around feeling grief, how does grief show up, and what do we do about it when it does show up? I just want to remind you that you can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show, and we have great discussions going on there. And also, I've started a channel on Blog Talk Radio where archived shows are being loaded, and you can listen to them fresh there. Well, Kelly has been patiently waiting as I've shared my upheaval with you today. So let me introduce her to you. The author of 7 books, including the newly released Amazon.com bestseller, It's All in Your Dreams, Kelly Sullivan Walden is a certified clinical hypnotherapist, inspirational speaker, and founder of Dream Life Coach Training. Kelly began her dream research as a curious 5-year-old. She and her younger sister shared a room and a psychic connection, and in the morning, the girls would wake up excited to discuss what their nighttime adventures might mean in the waking world. Over the years, they poured their dream dictionaries, poured over dream dictionaries to learn the exciting language of dreams. Kelly eventually studied Carl Jung, Carlos Castaneda, and other spiritual and esoteric teachers who took her understanding of dreams to a much deeper level. Nearly 2 decades ago, Kelly became a certified clinical hypnotherapist and spiritual counselor. This began her professional journey working with her clients' subconscious mind so that they might discover themselves, their core beliefs, drives and desires, and discover the hidden resources to heal them from past traumas and experience life with new skills, fresh vision, and a deeper knowledge. Kelly is currently in production of a Dream TV pilot, and I'm really excited to hear about that too. Let's welcome Kelly Walden to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Laura. What a pleasure to be with you during an important time like this, a transition time. This is great. And I love that you're being transparent about it. I think it's easy to talk about accomplishments and when we've made it through the other side and then we reflect on this stuff. But while we're in it, it's rare that somebody, you know, it's hard to comment on it while you're in it, but I think it's an important message that you're sending, that it's okay to be in the midst of it, under construction or under in transition, and share from that space. I think it's really healing on many levels and good.
Well, good. And I'm pleased to hear that, because I do agree with that. And it's also nice for me personally to be in a place where I can feel comfortable now doing that I don't have to put the good face on it that I have for many, many years.
There's, I think the way we do transition is so important. It's like sometimes we just want to cover it up or hide it. It's not happening, like there's something wrong with it. But how are we supposed to change and move from one thing to the next? I just was on my call for the Dream Life Coach Training, which is something I do. We were talking about the word transformation, because we use the word transformation so much. Uh-huh. But the word, it means trans is to go beyond. Formation is a current belief system or structure.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you're in the midst of transformation. You're going beyond the formation that has been your container into something perhaps that will support you in a bigger, broader, more magnificent way. So
I love that. You know, and we use words all the time without really, I like how you broke it down into what the root of the word is, because it does give a deeper understanding of that.
Yeah. That's one of the things I particularly pay attention to, because with dream work, it's important to pay attention to the words we use to describe a dream. Often the word play is really interesting. The similes and the metaphors. I always say metaphors be with you. But but it's great to break these words down and to see, well, what's really being said to me, and what am I saying to describe my experience, the dream that I'm having here? Because we're always dreaming. We're dreaming right now. So how do we contextualize change and transformation? We can make it a scary, horrible thing, or we can make it something that's really exciting and it's an adventure. Even if there's grieving, it's wonderful. How great that you have something wonderful to grieve. You know,
and I think it's just truth that in order to move to something new, we have to let go of something old. And that doesn't mean that the something old, that there was anything wrong with it or it isn't good for us, or it just means that it no longer serves us. And it did at one point. And so, yeah, there's grief around letting go of that thing that served us well.
Right. Well, this really, it does tie into dream work in a sense, because I know that for humans in general, one of our biggest fears is death. And in a way, moving is like a death. And there's dreams that we have that are about, that are shaking us up, that are, where we're running from something that we're afraid is going to kill us or have us have to move. There's a fire or a flood, and we're afraid of those things because they represent radical change, and we don't necessarily trust the process or embrace the process. So we're afraid. And I heard someone say the other day that if you want to be really enlightened, then you have to make fun of death and make fun of change so that it ends up becoming funny to you. So then there's nothing that scares you anymore. Then you end up having this funny, like he talked about the way he wants to die so that it's like it makes everybody laugh. So I don't know. But in a way, if we can embrace this change, then nothing scares us. We become kind of invincible. I was in Teotihuacan leading a group that's a place in Mexico where Don Miguel Ruiz is from in the Four Agreements, and I was talking about how so much of the shamanic process is about how we walk with death. And yes. I had this great aha just a few months ago while I was there about how all the things that I've grieved, and I know how to grieve, I know how to get attached to things and not want to let them go, and I realized my big aha was the people and the places and the things that I really loved, the energy of those things stays with me. And it may be the physical form of those things gets replaced or moves, but what I loved most about the house, you know, because I've moved my share of times. What I love most about these places, the energy that I felt and the comfort and the peace, that comes with us. And we don't have to grieve those things, because the true essence of those things stay. And right. The stuff that we have outgrown, those things go. But the rest of it gets to stay. So I don't know. I'm having at this moment a different relationship with grief. Catch me next week and I may have a totally different story.
I'd love to talk more about that. We need to take a break right now. Mm-hmm. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Kelly about dreams and our waking world, too. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Kelly Walden, author of It's All in Your Dreams, and we're discussing the dream code and awakening to the truth of who you are. Before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Kelly. Can you give your contact info for listeners?
Sure. The easiest way to get to my website, there's many ways, but one way is through IHadTheStrangestDream.com.
Ooh.
It's the name of my first book, I Had the Strangest Dream. That's the easiest one to remember. You can also go to KellySullivanWalden.com. It's a little harder. You can also find me on Facebook at KellySullivanWalden.com. Dr. Dream, and you can go to Dream Life Coach Training to find out about how you can become a Dream Life Coach or explore that training possibility, and 30daydreamchallenge.com. But if you really just want to go and find out everything in one fell swoop, you can go to IHadTheStrangestDream.com.
Well, and I have the strangest dream like every night. I'm one of those people that I've always had a very active dream life. And I understand that everybody dreams. It's just people sometimes don't remember.
Correct.
But I've always remembered. But it's been interesting through this process for me. I've really felt hugely in upheaval over the past 5 days. And I'm having all kinds of crazy dreams and I do not remember. I mean, I wake up and I know, oh, I just had a crazy dream. Can't remember. So, so it's been interesting in that way because I'm like, help me. My dreams always help me. I'm like, help me. And then I can't remember.
Right. So, well, doesn't just like our breathing, we don't have to be aware of it in order to benefit from it.
Oh.
And it's happening all the time. So we don't have to remember our dreams in order to benefit from them. But just like breathing, if we become aware of our breath, if we want to modify the way we feel, we can stop and take some deep breaths and we can slow it down and we can modulate our breathing in order to have a different experience. If we pay attention to our dreams and we co-create with them, then we can have a more masterful experience and a more awake experience with our lives. So there's a lot of functions that are autonomic, thank God, because if it was up to our conscious control, we would really screw it up. So thank God our blood flow, our breathing, our heartbeat, and our dreaming. I mean, there's a reason that they're under our unconscious control. But in becoming even a little bit conscious of them, and even remembering, I like to tell people, even just one tiny dream snippet that you can recall from time to time can be so medicinal and can really give you an edge on your life. And especially when you're going through a transition like you're in, your dreams are helping. They really are helping you to integrate the new information so that you can make the transition as smoothly as possible. And from time to time, hopefully you will remember little snippets of dreams because they can give you something to hold on to have a broader perspective and even a more positive perspective of what's going on that can give you insight that no book on the planet that's ever been written or no guru could give you.
I totally agree because that's, you know, as I said, you know, I typically do really remember. And when I, you know, I don't do it every day, but probably once or twice a week, I'll have one that's a really vivid one for me. And, you know, and I'll write it down. And just in the process of writing it down, it helps me to, you know, it's like insights come.
Right.
Without even really consciously going, okay, what does this mean?
Right. So even if you don't know what the dream means, and there's research from Harvard and many other medical institutions that have done clinical research that says that you don't have to know what the dream is telling you, but the act of paying attention to a dream symbol or a slight narrative of a dream in your waking state, it gives you access to your intuition, to a greater degree of intuition, to a greater degree of connectivity to your larger self and to your ability to navigate your life with more clarity and more confidence. And in other words, this isn't what the scientists say, this is what I say. Paying attention to even a little bit of your dreams gives you access to your soul and a conscious connection to your soul, which really is a sense of home, sweet home, right where you are. So especially in a transition, there's a sense of, well, home is where I am, and I'm connected to my soul. Because you can be at home, you can be in the lap of luxury, but if you're not connected to your soul, then it's that there's a vacant, empty feeling. But if you're connected with your soul, then you could be going through the roughest patch or the biggest transition, and there can still be a sense of rootedness and groundedness because you're connected to your most essential self. So it's helpful.
It is. And I really, really like the point of, you know, I don't have to understand always what it means, but just by virtue of paying attention to it,
right,
there's value.
Right. And I tell people sometimes there's a technique called dream amplification. And if there's a dream that's really puzzling to you, but there's a symbol that stands out. So you don't have to know what it means, but what you could do is you can take it, like there was a woman who had a dream about these running shoes, and she's like, I don't know what they're trying to tell me, I don't get it. Why these running shoes and why were they so clear? So I said, well, imagine in your mind's eye that you can really see them, exaggerate it, put it under a microscope, see it in X-ray vision, describe them to me. She said, well, they look like they've been used. They look like somebody has definitely worn them. And then she said, oh, and they've got pink laces. I love pink. Okay, they must be like my shoes. And then all of a sudden she got this feeling of, oh, it's like shoes that I would wear. So it's like a symbol of her well-being, her health, her stamina, that she's on the go and that she could do this. So all of a sudden, because she amplified this one symbol, she got this tremendous download that gave her a sense of insight and even inspiration about becoming physically mobile and active more than she had been. So just by focusing on one symbol, making it really big and stepping inside of it can give you an insight that you might not get if you were just looking at it from afar.
Oh, and that is really interesting. And it really, you know, again, it helps me to hear that, you know, I don't have to remember, you know, end to end what happened in this dream. I can just take one little piece of it.
There's a saying by John Muir that said, if you're, and I'm paraphrasing, but in nature, if you find one leaf or one piece of tree bark, it contains the whole of the forest in that one little piece. So it's true with dreams. If you can capture one snippet of a dream, it's as if the whole forest of the dream is contained within that symbol. So it's valuable even if that's all you get. Now, if you're somebody who has great dream recall and you get the whole dream, well, all the better. That's wonderful. And then if you can decode it, that takes it up a notch, and then all the better. But it means that you still have your ticket in the game. If you just have one snippet of a dream, that's all you need. Then you can still play and get benefit from the wealth of wisdom that comes from having connection to a dream in your waking
that's
life.
Great. Now, in your new book, you have an acronym that you use, DREAM, to talk about different aspects of doing dream work. And we just have a couple minutes till the next break, so maybe you can briefly go through what each of those letters in DREAM stand for, and then when we come back, we'll talk about it a little bit more in depth.
Sure. Well, I'm the acronym queen. I'm not always trying to figure out a way to make it simple for people to remember concepts that might might be more intimidating or bigger, but when you can consolidate it, it's like, oh, I can do this. So dream is, it contains everything you need to know about how to work with dreams, how to manifest within dreams, and how to become masterful within the realm of dream work. And so dream stands for declaration, remembrance, embodiment, activation, and mastermind. So that's the little tease, and then we can unpack each of those symbols in each of those letters more in more detail in the next segment.
Well, let's go ahead and start with that, and we probably won't get through all the letters before the break, but let's just start with the D.
Sure.
Claire.
So D stands for declaration.
Oh, declaration.
And the first way that a lot of people will say, well, if you want to play the game of working with dreams, you have to remember a dream. So all the different ways to remember a dream. One way is to set an intention before you go to sleep. But I say take it up a notch and set a dream declaration. I believe a declaration is an intention on steroids. Just like the founding fathers created the Declaration of Independence, not the intention for independence. Wow, wouldn't it be nice if there were independence? It was the Declaration of Independence. So it was a clear signal that this is going to happen, period, end of story. So if you declare before you go to sleep, I will remember my dreams. And in fact, you can say, I will remember my dreams and I want my dreams to help me with X, whether it's a relationship, a health issue, where I'm going to live next, what the best way is to sell my house, or who I need to help me sell my house, or how I can move through this transition with more ease. You can declare, dreams help me with this, and the clearer you are, the more direct relationship you'll see between the dreams and your real life situation. It might not come that first night, but give it a couple of nights, two or three nights, and within a few nights, if you continue to set a declaration, you will remember dreams and you will be able to see the link between your dream and its insight as it relates to an issue that you're dealing in your waking life.
Well, we do need to take a break, and so we'll do ream after we come back after the break.
We'll all get reamed after the break.
Right. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Kelly will finish sharing her acronym with us. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is Kelly Walden, author of It's All in Your Dreams. And we've been talking with Kelly about the dream code. And when we left at the break, we'd gotten through D and we're going to go through Ream. But before we do, there's a couple of things that I really want Kelly to share with you. And the first one is, Kelly, I want to hear about your TV pilot.
Very exciting. We just finished shooting it, so it's being edited as we speak. But the show is kind of like think Big Brother meets Celebrity Rehab meets Fantasy Island.
That'd be a little crazy.
So it's where we take a group of dreamers that are all very different types of people, different experiences, and what they have in And is that they have vivid dreams, they're really interesting people, and they have an issue at stake that they're wanting to apply the dream work towards to be able to have a better relationship, figure out what they're doing with their career, a health issue, or a dream, a recurring nightmare that's really caused them a lot of problems. So we have, like, for example, one guy is a former gangbanger. He's just got out of jail, covered in tattoos, very scary. We've got a woman who's a very strict Christian, 4 children, very like stay-at-home mom, and we've got a woman who's a former pole dancer, life coach, and then we've got a ballet dancer who's very erudite and kind of formal, and everyone thought she's a big snob, and turns out she's just a big mush underneath it all. But and then there's a handful of other characters to kind of fill in the gaps. But we're staying in this big, beautiful mansion in Southern California, and we have dream circles and do dream therapy and dream theater, with the end result being breakthroughs for everyone. And ultimately, we get to see people change. We get to see their lives transform. From doing,
I want to be on your show. I wish
okay.
You were casting for the pilot.
Well, soon we will. So the pilot's already shot. We have some interested television networks that once we have everything edited and done, they're interested in seeing it. So we haven't sold the show yet, but we've got some interested parties, and our executive producer is Tony Dennison, and he's if you've ever watched the television show The Closer or it's now called Major Crimes, he's one of the main people in that ensemble cast. So he's the executive producer, which doesn't hurt because he's got a lot of pull in Hollywood.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
And he's also, we're doing the kind of thing that they do on the show Catfish. I don't know if you've heard of that show.
No.
But it's really taking reality to another level. It's where there's full transparency, 360 point of view, where you get to see what's going on behind the scenes and not just in front of the scenes.
So it's not so scripted feeling.
No, it's not at all. So you get to see the producers and the director actually having their experience and not having to stop the camera because they're having a breakdown because something just really triggered them, and we get to know who they are as people as well. And even the craft service people, the people making the food, are having an experience. It's like, oh my God, the gardener shows up and he's like, what's going on? The sprinklers aren't stopping. What kind of energy is here? So it's really fun. I mean, it's definitely the kind of thing where you laugh. There's some hilarious moments where it's kind of sexy. There's a couple people that didn't know each other before the show who have a romantic interlude. And it's also very scary. There's some drama. And so it kind of covers the whole palette. and it's very dreamy, too.
Yeah, and people get value out of it. And that's the most important part.
Exactly. So it's got, I would say it's much more on the Oprah side than on the Jerry Springer side of things.
Yay.
Yeah. Any show that I would be a part of would be definitely more Oprah than Jerry Springer. Although there's real feelings and real people expressing what's really going on with them. So it's very raw, very real. And I think ultimately it'll inspire people to pay attention to their dreams. And we're wanting to inspire water cooler conversations about dreams. And I think that's one way that we help the world to become a more enlightened world to live in. So that's the idea.
Yeah. Now, you also do a radio show yourself every week.
It's called The Bee Spot.
Bit about that, because I know part of it is you do dream interpretation.
I do. So if people are listening and we don't have time to get to them and they have a dream that they want interpreted, have a question about dreams that they've always wanted to know about, or they don't dream and they want some tips and tools and techniques for how to become better at remembering dreams, you can call in my show or go on awakeningzone.com, and my show is called The D Spot. D stands for dreams, desire, and destiny. I talk about how the D spot is the nexus, the sweet spot of where our dreams, desire, and our destiny comes together. So it's every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can go to my website to hear some archives. It's all free. I'm streaming at spotyourdspot.com.
And it's a two-hour show, right?
Nope, it's a one-hour show every Monday.
I thought you said from 11 to 1 for some reason.
No, I was just trying to give people the times, because some people hear me say 11 o'clock and they live in Central Time. They're like, I missed your show. So I'm in Pacific Time. Even though it says on Awakening Zone, it's all related to Central Time. So it says 1 o'clock Central Time is when my show airs.
I can never keep track between Mountain and Central. I always get confused which is when, but because I'm Pacific, so.
Exactly. But it's
all right, well, let's go back to Ream. let's get through the rest of that acronym just so people have a sense. So D was for declaration.
Yep. And so D is for declaration. And so we've just set our dream declaration and we've set ourselves up to go to dream. And the next step is to actually remember the dream. And this is an essential stage. So this is about remembrance. It's about all the different ways that you can remember your dreams. And here's one technique. It's as you're beginning to wake up, as you're laying in bed and you're becoming aware that it's morning, you feel the sun in your eyes, you make sure that you don't move a muscle, that you stay in your dream position, and you review three times the dream that you were just having. You ask the question, what was I just dreaming about? And you allow yourself to, instead of propelling yourself into your day, thinking about all the things you have to do in the day, go back inside the dream, make the first thought on your mind, what was I just dreaming about? And then you replay whatever little snippet of a remembered dream you have three times. That's the magic number, three. And then within a minute, hopefully immediately, you write that snippet or you write that dream down in as much detail as you can. You either write it down in a dream journal that hopefully you've set right on your nightstand so it's easy to get to, or you put it in your cell phone, on your smartphone, if you have a dream app. I use one called Dreams Cloud. It's a free app. You can record as many dreams as you want on there, but make sure that you do it within a few moments, because the short-term memory, we only have a window of a couple of minutes before that window is closed and the dreams kind of disappear into thin air.
Right.
And so the R for remembrance is also related to how you live your dream life, because this code, the dream code, relates to nighttime dreams as well as how we live and fulfill our waking dream for being alive. And one of the clues to that is to remember who you are. Most of us think that we're these small beings that are cut off from one another, struggling to just get by. But when we remember that we are spiritual beings, in fact, having a human experience, when we remember that we're at one with the whole of life, and then when we remember that we have all of the blessings, that really what we're wanting is the remembrance of what we already have. We don't even really need anything new. We have everything.
Just
need to remember. It's like, I just heard somebody say, instead of praying for all the stuff that you want on your list, pray for a revelation. Pray to remember who you are. Have a revelation so the lights come on. So that's the R.
Right.
Now we have the E. The E is for...
So we need to speed it up just a little bit.
You got it. So the E is for embodiment. This is about taking the dreams out of just your mind, because often dream work can be from the neck up. But embody the feeling, the sensation. If you dreamt... I dreamt of flying last night in the standing position, and it was exhilarating. So my job is to remember the feeling tone in my body. So if you had a really juicy dream, think about how it feels, and then meditate on the feeling tone so that it can become a stronger part of your vibration. And then the A is for activation, and with the belief and the understanding that every remembered dream requires some form of action in the waking world. So we take an action, and you can ask your dream, how may I honor you? What can I do to honor you in my waking life? So I talked to somebody today who dreamt about mangoes. I said, well, eat some mango ice cream, or have a mango smoothie, or just something in your waking life that tells your dream, I'm paying attention to you. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. It keeps the pipeline running smoothly. And then M is basically what we're doing now. It's masterminding. In a way, it's having conversations with people. It can be with one person, or it can be with a small group, where you meet on a regular basis and you talk about dreams. You talk about what you're dreaming. You give feedback about what you think other people's dreams may be showing them, and you receive the feedback from others, and you also let people know what you're up to in your life, what dreams you're trying to fulfill in your waking life, and you connect the dots in the group between your nighttime dreams and your daytime desires. And when you get feedback and have a group like that, it really shines a lot of light on the dreams, and we can really help to see what the dream wisdom is and how to put it into action in our lives. It's an accelerator.
Well, thanks for zooming through all of those so that we at least gave people a flavor, and they can get the book, It's All in Your Dreams, and get a lot more information about those. And unfortunately, it's coming to the close of our time together. So before we say goodbye, can you give contact information one more time, Kelly?
Sure. Well, just to make sure people know, I'm extending my 30-day dream challenge. So if people want to buy the book, It's All in Your Dreams, from Amazon or Barnes & Noble or anywhere you want to buy it, you take the order number and you plug it into my website. You put in your name, your email address, and the order number, and you'll immediately get access to thousands of dollars worth of additional bonus gifts from myself, from Shirley MacLaine, from Betsy Cassie, from What the Bleep, and a number of other mind, body, spirit practitioners that are giving ebooks and audios. It's a ton of great gifts that you get for buying my one book, which is, I believe, at $16.95. And you get all kinds of great stuff in addition to that. You get great blogs and insights and exercises that you can do with your dreams to build your dream recall muscles. And that's at 30daydreamchallenge.com. And for all of the info, you can just go to ihadthestrangestdream.com. And that's kind of the portal to all the things that I'm doing.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Kelly. It was so interesting, and time just flew by. There's so much more I want to ask about, but unfortunately, not
on a parallel dream plane. Well, good luck with your move. I know that it's going to be a magical, magical journey. I can't wait to connect with you again, maybe in my dreams or our dreams. But lots of love and a million blessings to you during this important time in your life.
Thanks, Kelly. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment around grief and not knowing how it will show up, but how to deal with it when it does. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Oh.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. Today we've been talking with Kelly Walden about her latest book, and called It's All in Your Dreams. Okay, so finally I went through the whole show without getting all stumbled up, and here I go. And there's no reason for it. It's quiet in my house right now. So Kelly's book is It's All in Your Dreams. And we also talked with her about the Dream Code, the acronym that she uses in Dream that will help you with using your dreams to move forward in your life. Some other ways to get help with moving forward in life, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show on Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Laura Longley, S-H-O. That's Laura Longley, S-H-O. And, of course, always thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great guests on the show, and you can listen to archives at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you're interested in getting written transcripts, sign up for the weekly newsletter. And you can do that right on the main page for The Laura Longley Show in the right sidebar. You can sign up for the newsletter, weekly newsletter, and that'll give you access to written transcripts. And I know sometimes listening to a whole hour of the show in our busy lives isn't always possible. And with the transcripts, number one, it's quicker to read than listen. And also, you can skim and find the pieces that really fit for you. Now, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about my grief and my grief around this selling my house and moving and how it really did not show up the way that I anticipated. I knew that grieving over this process was going to happen, that it was normal, that this was something as we move into something new, we let go of other things, and there's grief associated with that. And so I expected it, but not in the way it showed up. And what happened for me was that once they staged my house, which was last Wednesday, it didn't feel like my house anymore. And so I'm living in this space that I've been in for the last 12 and a half years, and I feel like I'm a guest in somebody else's house, and not even in a hotel, in somebody else's house where I can't mess anything up, and don't sit on the couch because it'll make the pillow all funky, or don't use that pretty bath towel, you better use your other towel. And I felt like I was just tiptoeing around on eggshells, and it really didn't feel very good. But the good side of it was that it was helping me to detach from the house. Well, then what happened next is I got physically ill on Thursday. So the staging happened on Wednesday. On Thursday, I started having all these intestinal problems that went on, not as significantly as on Thursday, but in some form all the way through Sunday. And I know that that was also about all this upheaval in me emotionally was displaying physically. And then I had decided I was going to take my cats and go stay in a hotel for 4 nights while the open houses were going on over the weekend. My cats have been kind of traumatized by all the work going on in the house over the past couple weeks, and I thought that was just going to be too much to have all these people in and out of the house. So I found a pet-friendly hotel to go to, and I got there, and it was a bit of a dump, and I was so depressed, and I ended up feeling like I didn't belong anywhere. It felt like I was homeless. That is how I felt, that there was no place for me. And so that was another way that the grief started showing up for me. Okay, I'm leaving this place that has been my space for the past 12 years and going where? I don't know. And throughout the weekend, I really felt sad, but I couldn't get to that place of expressing, of crying and just letting it come out. I did everything I knew to do. I did my meditation. I journaled. I did a variety of things. And nothing came out until I went to my body talk practitioner yesterday. And just in her asking me about how the past week had been, I burst into tears. And actually, that was such a good thing because it was a release of that grief. So how can you use what happened to me in your own life? The first thing, and this is all about grief, and grief will come up whenever we have a loss. And a loss can be a relationship, it can be a house, it can be changing jobs, it can be a variety of things, anything where we're transitioning from one thing to another. And the thing we're going to can be a really great thing. And that doesn't mean we're not going to feel grief about losing and giving up the other thing. But so first of all, expect that you're going to feel grief in these transitions. That is perfectly normal and something that we actually need to go through. But don't expect that you're going to know how it's going to manifest for you, how it will show up, or when it's going to show up. Because I was really taken by surprise. It did not show up in the way or in the time that I anticipated it. And it might show up in lots of different ways. I thought that I would be feeling sad, which at some point I did. But for me, it first showed up physically with that intestinal problems that I was having. And so pay attention. I feel like this is my mantra every week when I'm giving the light bulb moment. But really, the key to pretty much everything starts with paying attention. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to your emotions. Pay attention to your thoughts. And then really all you can do at that point, I won't say all you can do, but what you need to do at that point is just allow whatever is happening and embrace it really and say, okay, this is what I need to go through to get to the other side of this grief. So don't try and tamp it down. Don't try and divert it. Don't try and shift it in any way. Just let it come out. Let it come out if it's coming out physically, if it's coming out emotionally, if you need to talk, whatever it is, just allow that, express whatever needs to be expressed, and then you get through it. It's not hanging in there waiting to bite you again. So a couple of announcements before we wrap things up. I just want to remind you again that you can sign up for the weekly newsletter at thelauralongleyshow.com. We have upcoming guests, access to audio archives, access to written transcripts, audio of the light bulb moment, audio of the meditation, lots of different great things when you sign up for that newsletter. And I want to thank my guest today, Kelly Walden, for sharing such great information with us about dreams. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on the first and fifth Monday of each month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. Next Monday, because it's the first Monday of the month, I am going to be having a great guest, and I'm so excited to have this guest. It's Hay House author and the subject of BBC and PBS specials, Robert Holden. And the reason I'm so excited about this is I had a transformative experience with Robert when I attended his happiness coaching program 18 months ago, and it's what set my life on the course that I'm on right now. So I am so blessed and excited to have Robert as my guest next week on Monday, July 1st at 11 a.m. Pacific. And he's going to be sharing with us his new book, Lovability. I hope that you can join us for his special brand of wisdom. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.